Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 33. So the context here is that Jesus had been spending some time alone with the Father, praying, and he had sent the disciples off. And then it turns out the disciples, they're in a boat in the midst of a storm and they're fearful. And Jesus comes to them and says, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And that's where we pick up right here. "And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Now, you know, I love this boldness. Hey, if it's you, I want to come out there with you. I want to come out. I want to be bold. I want to come out and walk on water. And notice that Jesus says, "Come, come on." And Peter does it. And he walks on the water. And then verse 30 really caught me. "But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he became afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out saying, 'Lord, save me.'" Now, what's the difference here? In just the verse before, he's walking on the water. He's coming to Jesus. And then he does something that I know that I do all too frequently. And maybe you can relate. He looks at the conditions around him. He looks at the challenges. He looks at what's going on and he becomes afraid and he begins to sink. And he says, "Help, Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." You know, I just hope that this passage encourages you like it has me. In fact, for the last couple of weeks, just thinking about this in the midst of my challenges, in the midst of what's going on in our lives, and I'm sure you have your share of challenges, where if you look around, it seems impossible. It seems like, how can I get through this period of life? How can I get through the challenges, maybe with your family or maybe with a move or maybe with a new job or maybe with a health challenge or, you know, I don't know what it is. And it's probably, you know, some of you are going through challenges that are far greater than anything that I can imagine right now. But you know what? I'm in the midst of my challenges and they feel big and they feel big right now. You know, relocating back to Atlanta at the end of a tour. And just, I won't go into it, but just lots of very busy season here at work. Lots of exciting challenges, lots going on, lots we're juggling. Bought a house, turned out to be a bigger, more major remodel than we thought. And you know, it just goes on, the things that are going on. But I feel Jesus saying it to me. Number one, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid. You can handle the challenges, the new things that you're trying to bite off in your work, and you know, work challenges and things that I want to do going into this new year. You know, I hear God saying, "Hey, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it." And then as long as I keep my eyes on Jesus, you know, and I pray through it and I take steps, you know, and I walk by faith and not by sight. That's where we get that. We don't walk by faith and not by sight. When you look around, when you look down on the water, when you look at the challenges, when you look at what's going on with your family, when you look at all the pieces, all of a sudden it gets daunting, it gets overwhelming. But God, help us to just keep our eyes on Jesus and walk one step at a time by faith. And if we do that, I believe we can accomplish the impossible. I believe that the last quarter here of this year and the next year ahead of us, I believe it's going to be the best ever. I'm excited about it. I believe that God is going to do incredible things. But if I keep putting my eyes on the storm, if I look at what's around me, I will not accomplish it. I will not receive God's best for me. And I impact my lack of faith can impact those around me. So I'm choosing and I'm challenging you to walk by faith and not by sight. And together we can do the impossible. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so here's the challenge. Are you focusing on your problems or the solution? Where's your focus? Let's put it on the solution. Number two, let's focus on the fact that Philippians says, 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's remember Romans 8:37 where we read, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that comforting? Isn't that reassuring? And I believe it. Do you believe it? Amen. And then consider a time when you were in the midst of a storm and God walked you through it. Now believe he can do it again. He can do it again. Dear Father, we just ask you to give us faith. Give us courage, Father. Help us to look at you and not at our circumstances around us. Help us to believe that you are with us, that you are for us, and that you believe in us and we're created in your image and nothing is impossible so long as you're calling us to it and we walk, keep our eyes on you. So Father, we believe we're taking steps of faith today fearlessly, boldly, courageously, and believing the best is yet to come, both today, this week, this quarter, and in the year to come. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you can sign up for email notifications and find other resources there as well. Now, go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.